I'm down in what most people know as Petersburg's North Harbor, but Pamela Speck, who's watering her plants outside her houseboat here, has another name for it.
And I jokingly call it, especially at a very low tide, this is Lower Petersburg. When you get to the top of the ramp, then you're in Upper Petersburg.
Speck's home is actually more house than boat. It's got a pitched tin roof, windows instead of portholes, and of course the flower pots on the stern deck, which is now essentially a porch. She bought the boat in 1993 while working at one of the canneries. She ended up staying mainly because it was so cheap compared to shoreside housing.
People think it's hard now, but back then, you know, you might have gotten an apartment beside Keto's, which was a dump, not saying they're dumps now, for like $1,000 a month or $800 a month. And so it was just an exorbitant price.
Exorbitant to her, but not uncommon. A one-bedroom in Petersburg in, quote, rough shape can fetch around $850. Those words are contained in Petersburg's 2016 comprehensive plan. The plan also found that more than a third of renter households were not living in affordable housing. But back to Speck. She came to Alaska via Ohio and says she didn't expect to stay very long, much less spend more than a quarter century living in a floating house. But she says this lifestyle grew on her for a lot of reasons.
You know, it allowed me to pay my student loans off 10 years early. It allowed me to save money and do investing. It allowed me to also be able to buy, you know, property in Belize and build a house down there.
Of course, living on a boat isn't free. She still pays for utilities and mortgage fees, plus a $60 per month liveaboard fee charged by the harbormaster's office. But it's still cheaper than most rentals in town. And with the savings, she can spend the cold weather months in Central America. But that makes her an outlier. Petersburg harbormaster Gloria Ann Wallin says the dock's liveaboard community actually grows in the winter.
We have a few less in the summertime. We run about 20, maybe 22 in the summertime. And then it bumps up to maybe 30, 35 in the winter.
Her office keeps track of liveaboards, and she's not keen to see their numbers grow. That's to make sure there's enough room for commercial vessels and boats passing through. On the other hand, she says it is nice to have a stable community down on the docks.
Because they kind of keep an extra eye on things. So there's pretty good relationship between liveaboards and the entire community down here in the harbor.
Ooh, you hear that percolating, people?
Is that good sound of percolating coffee?
Yeah, hot coffee on a rainy day.
One of those people keeping an eye on things is Frankie Christensen. He lives year-round on his 34-foot sailboat a few stalls down from Speck. He's a boat mechanic and has been living in North Harbor for the last 3 years. He says he was attracted to the freedom of life on the water, and the affordability doesn't hurt either.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. What a lot of people pay in 1 month, I pay for a year.
The cabin is compact but spacious for a boat of its size, and the high ceiling allows you to stand comfortably. A big diesel-powered stove sits in the corner, keeping the place warm. Christensen says North Harbor is a neighborhood.
It's a small little community. Everybody shares everything. We're always swapping food, and I have a lot of boat captains that drop off fish and crab. It's a very giving community.
As if on cue, Pamela Speck walks past and tells Christensen she'll take his trash up to the dumpster. She's headed that way anyway.
Okay, Pamela, thank you. See? People are nice. She's walking by and taking my garbage for me.
Both Christensen and Speck say they plan to eventually settle on dry land. Christensen says he'd like to build a little cabin. Speck wants to live in Belize full-time, where she spends most winters. But given Petersburg's tight housing market, it's possible that others could soon take their place. Reporting in Lower Petersburg, I'm Ari Snyder.